Okay, this happens in North Korea maybe just once in a generation. The ruling party has gathered in the capital, Pyongyang. Leader Kim Jong-un has laid out his plans for the country's future. As NPR's Elise Hu reports, the new vision for North Korea looks a lot like the old one.
Inside a stark white hall with a giant star projected on the ceiling, 3,000 North Korean loyalists filled every seat for the first Workers' Party Congress in 36 years. The outsiders invited to Pyongyang, the showcase capital, have seen only the pageantry on the streets.
We've seen people clearly rehearsing around town for the last several days with flags and flowers.
That's the Los Angeles Times Beijing bureau chief Julie Mackinnon. She's among the 100 foreign journalists in North Korea for an 11-day trip overlapping with the rare event. Their hosts drop them off on a street corner within walking distance of the hall, but that's as close as they got.
Everyone thought we were going to, like, walk over to the building, but instead they told us to walk back to the buses and drove us back to the hotel.
What can be seen of the Congress is broadcast by state television. Leader Kim Jong-un spoke to thousands of ruling party elites for a marathon 3 hours on Saturday, with occasional interruptions of frenzied applause from the audience. Kim reaffirmed his country's controversial commitment to nuclear weapons, pledged not to use them unless under threat, and laid out a broad 5-year economic plan through 2020. That's something the North hasn't had in decades.
Well, good for them, but it's still central economic planning. They've shown little capacity to kind of carry out previous plans.
Adam Cathcart teaches Chinese history at the University of Leeds and runs Sino-NK, a site digging into Chinese-North Korean relations.
Is there a change in policy line? We don't really see any evidence of that yet.
As with a previous pledge, Kim Jong-un said he wants to, quote, expand and develop external economic relations. But analysts believe his nuclear ambitions undercut his economic ones. North Korea's insistence on developing nuclear weapons make it such a pariah and a target of strict sanctions that investors, even from longtime ally China, are staying away.
This notion that, you know, North Korea is going to go forward in some way without Chinese backing and with probably more pressure from China rather than less doesn't bode particularly well on a lot of these promises that Kim Jong-un is making.
For its part, neighboring South Korea responded to Kim's speech by saying it would never accept the North as a nuclear state. South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman Jong Jun-hee.
Our government will not close the doors on conversation. But if North Korea continues its nuclear weapons and provocations, we will confront them with even stronger sanctions. North Korea will need to show a genuine stance towards denuclearization.
That response is indication nothing the North said this weekend is helping its ties with the rest of the world. But in Pyongyang, there's nothing but praise for the dynastic supreme leader, as he's called, at least among the North Koreans who agreed to speak with outside press. Julie Mackinnon.
People have the sense that this is, you know, really ushering in the era of Kim Jong-un, I think.
So far, the era of Kim Jong-un is limited to spruced up streets in Pyongyang and a new anthem in his honor. His courage is the heart of North Korea, they sing. But promises so far don't go much beyond the pomp. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.